This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Despite pressure from the White House, Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert stood firm on an effort to release the Epstein files today. Boebert was one of four GOP House members who signed a petition to force a vote on the files. That effort has reached the required number of signatures. President Donald Trump lashed out on social media at the Republicans who supported the push, calling them, quote, bad and stupid. Boebert met with officials at the White House today. Most Americans say Congress should extend tax credits for people to buy health insurance on the state marketplaces like Connect for Health Colorado. CPR health reporter John Daly.
That's according to a poll from KFF. Retired state employee Diane Schwint of Wellington says marketplace insurance she gets is the only thing standing between her and homelessness. After a car crash, insurance covered surgeries and rehab that her pension couldn't. Without tax credits, Schwint, an independent, says she couldn't afford insurance. Not good if something bad happens.
I would lose my house. Bye-bye. I would become homeless. It's a matter of life and death.
That poll found Republican support for extending tax credits has dropped in the last month. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Two massive solar storms from the sun yesterday lit up the skies above Colorado last night. Another round of color is expected tonight, but it might be just north of the state, and cloud cover could limit the display. This is CPR News. It's just about 7:06.